Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, we've been talking about how Arizona is blowing the dust off the gas chamber. We're going to start executing people, and we're going to use the gas chamber. This is a method of death. It was used more than a couple decades ago. Chad, one guest said...
Professor?
A professor who, for 25 years, has looked into the methods used to execute people, and she told us this was the worst one. The gas chamber was absolutely the worst one. We have a few people around the valley aren't too happy with this from the Jewish community. And one of them joins us now. Janice Freebrown is the vice president of the Phoenix Holocaust Association. Janice, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Gatos. Thank you, Chad.
So I know that you came out and said, listen, this is a bad thing because this is the same type of gas that was used by the Nazis to gas the Jews in Germany. So tell us why you're against this.
Well, I'm against this particular method of execution with prisoners who are on death row. What they're considering doing here in Arizona, as far as I'm aware, is using a poison gas that is essentially a first cousin to what was utilized by the Nazis during the Holocaust. A gas was used called Zyklon B by the Nazis, which was a hydrogen cyanide compound. I believe Arizona is considering using something like either sodium cyanide or potassium cyanide. It's essentially a first cousin of Zyklon B. Many people in the Jewish community, and in particular, Holocaust survivors and their descendants, their children, their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I am the daughter of a Holocaust survivor, we have in very present in our memories all the time what happened to our families who were murdered in the Holocaust. And for many of us, our closest family members were actually killed by this method of using either Zyklon B gas or sometimes the Nazis used carbon monoxide, whatever the poison gas was. And we know from experience and from history and from testimony that these were not quick and easy deaths. They were painful. They were agonizing. They were slow. They were deaths of suffocation and choking and gagging. And they were essentially cruel. Hmm. You know, there is a huge cruelty factor there.
Right. Yeah.
And so to think, and what the Nazis did was they created an innovation, essentially. They took what was a pesticide in a pellet form, and they discovered that by exposing it to air, it could produce this poison gas. And that poison gas, if administered in a sealed room where no fresh air could come in, that people would essentially die of suffocation from this poison gas. And they figured that it was a very efficient way to kill more people. So they created these gas chambers as an industrial way to execute people, primarily Jews. Arizona is now considering doing that for individuals. And the question is that appropriate? And for those of us with this historical memory so present, and there are Holocaust survivors still alive in this country, probably more than 100,000 of them, this is still very palpable to us. Even if it's done to one person, we know that it's a cruel and inhumane form of execution.
Talking to Janice Freibaum, who is, you yourself, like you say, your family, you've lost your grandparents, aunts, uncles in Treblinka to this. You were the vice president of the Phoenix Holocaust Association. Is it the gas chamber itself? Is it Zyklon B? Are you against the death penalty? Is it just this form of it? I think that's what I'm trying to, because I've read a couple articles, and it feels like it's just mostly about the Zyklon B and the gas chamber itself, that, you know, there's a much difference between a guy who's a killer and who's had his opportunity to have his day in court than the horrors that took place in World War II in the Holocaust.
The objection is to both. The gas chambers themselves certainly create these inextricable images for us who are so closely connected to the Holocaust, and certainly the gas does as well. And while it was used in the Holocaust, as I said, for sort of an industrial scale method of murdering people in mass, even using it for one person is an inhumane way to go about capital punishment. I would think in this day and age, in a civilized society, with the technology that we have, we could find a better way to execute prisoners on death row in a state where it's legal.
Janice Freibaum, Vice President of the Phoenix Holocaust Association. We've been chatting about the gas chamber and Arizona bringing it back. Janice, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet.